This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Loosened restrictions on large-scale in-person learning programs in New Mexico public schools went into effect today after an 11-month ban, but few school districts are rushing to bring students back into the classrooms. The Albuquerque Public Schools Board last week tabled a discussion for a hybrid in-person plan with 50% of students in classrooms. The board instead asked officials to prepare a plan for even smaller groups. In Santa Fe, a hybrid reopening plan relies on teacher volunteers, but only 15% are raising their hands to head back. Other districts have simply given up on in-person classes, opting to educate remotely through the end of the spring semester. School administrators face other logistical hurdles, such as a state requirement instituted 2 weeks ago, requiring each school building to be inspected by a fire marshal. Officials at some of New Mexico's largest hospitals said today they're holding out hope that vaccine supplies will catch up with demand, as state health officials confirmed that some pharmacies would begin receiving shipments this week. More than 590,000 residents have registered online to be vaccinated, but healthcare officials in the state health department acknowledge that demand is far outpacing current supplies. Some older New Mexicans and those with pre-existing health concerns that put them at greater risk have been waiting for weeks. State health officials have acknowledged that residents in search of vaccines have been going to Texas, where individual clinics have been vaccinating people on a first-come, first-served basis. New Mexico has expanded eligibility beyond initial categories to include all people over the age of 75 and other adults at high risk of several health complications from the virus. That opens up a huge eligible population of roughly 900,000 people. Over 88,000 state residents have been fully vaccinated, or about 4.2% of the population. An estimated 340,000 people have received just the first shot out of two. The vaccination rollout comes as the number of new COVID-19 cases continues to drop. Today, New Mexico reported its lowest daily case count in nearly 4 months. A medical marijuana producer is in danger of losing its license in the wake of a fire at a Santa Fe facility that left two workers hurt. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported Saturday that the New Mexico Department of Health is weighing whether to revoke the license for New Mexican Natural Medicine. Authorities say the October fire started after two employees were in the midst of a cannabis extraction process. One lost his grip as both were carrying a large metal vessel with a mixture of ethanol and cannabis oil. The state health department suspended the dispensary's ability to manufacture cannabis products, according to a notice from December. Officials say New Mexican did not follow the rules of the medical cannabis program, which include failing to train their staff on how to use the equipment properly. It is the second incident at that location after an explosion occurred there in 2015. This is KUNM.